You're listening to New Technia. Why plug-in hybrids can burn far more fuel than their official numbers suggest. Controlled tests of plug-in hybrids show how cold weather, cabin heating, dynamic driving, and vehicle weight shorten electric range and trigger the combustion engine earlier. The findings explain part of the gap between official and real-world consumption, while confirming that regularly charged, well-matched PHEVs can still outperform conventional cars. The promise and the real-world gap. Plug-in hybrid electric vehicles are sold as a bridge between combustion engines and fully electric cars. Short trips can run on a battery, while a fuel engine removes range anxiety. Yet European monitoring has repeatedly shown that real fuel use can be far higher than official type approval figures. The 30-second summary. Controlled tests of plug-in hybrids show how cold weather, cabin heating, dynamic driving, and vehicle weight shorten electric range and trigger the combustion engine earlier. The findings explain part of the gap between official and real-world consumption, while confirming that regularly charged, well-matched PHEVs can still outperform conventional cars. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Newly highlighted research from EMPA, Switzerland's Federal Materials and Technology Laboratory, helps explain why. Rather than relying only on anonymous vehicle logs, researchers placed current plug-in hybrids on a test bench and changed temperature, heating demand, and driving style one variable at a time. Cold weather changes the powertrain. The team tested vehicles at 23 degrees Celsius, at minus 7 degrees, and at minus 7 with cabin heating switched on. Low temperatures reduced battery performance and electric range. Heating created another energy demand, making the combustion engine start earlier and operate more often. Dynamic acceleration produced a similar effect. Under demanding conditions, vehicles traveled fewer kilometers electrically and consumed more fuel, while carbon dioxide and pollutant emissions increased. This helps explain patterns that onboard monitoring can see but cannot diagnose. Weight can turn the advantage into a penalty. A plug-in hybrid carries two propulsion systems, a battery and motor plus an engine, fuel tank, and associated hardware. If the owner rarely charges, the car effectively becomes a heavier combustion vehicle, and its fuel use can exceed that of a comparable conventional model. Bigger batteries are not an automatic solution. They extend electric range only when charged and used within a suitable driving pattern, while their mass must be carried on every journey. EMPA found that lighter vehicles with moderate engines and balanced battery sizes often achieved better overall efficiency. Official figures depend on assumed behavior. Regulators use a utility factor to estimate what share of distance will be driven electrically. That assumption strongly affects official fuel and emissions values. Older European calculations were based partly on commuting patterns that did not reflect how many European company cars were actually charged. A companion study found that regional and ownership differences matter. Swiss drivers tend to cover shorter daily distances and have a smaller share of company PHEVs, suggesting a higher electric driving share than the broader European assumption. But the Swiss model assumed daily charging, which the researchers identify as an uncertainty. This is not evidence that every PHEV is a bad choice. Under favorable conditions and with regular charging, the tested cars stayed electric longer and produced lower direct emissions. For drivers unable to switch to a battery-only vehicle, a PHEV matched to daily travel can still be materially better than a pure combustion car. The problem appears when policy, company car taxation, or consumer expectations assume charging behavior that does not happen. A vehicle with impressive laboratory figures can deliver disappointing results if it is oversized, driven aggressively, operated in cold conditions, or seldom plugged in. What buyers and policymakers should take away. Buyers should compare usable electric range with their real commute, confirm access to reliable home or workplace charging, and consider vehicle mass rather than focusing only on battery capacity. Fleet operators need incentives and charging access that make electric operation the default. The laboratory work covered a limited set of current models and results. Should not be applied identically to every vehicle or climate. Nevertheless, combined with large onboard datasets, it makes the central lesson difficult to ignore. A plug-in hybrid's environmental performance is not fixed at the factory. It is co-produced by design, weather, infrastructure, and daily human behavior. Before we overstate the result, the findings explain part of the gap between official and real-world consumption, while confirming that regularly charged, well-matched PHEVs can still outperform conventional cars. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.